Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ches. We are holding on the bottom of daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is still going through how we know why we need the pasuk of Aleha to teach me that one does not do Yibum on a Karov, on someone who's an Ervatim. After all, anyway, we should know that that an Asay is not Docha, Alos Asay Sheish Bokare. So obviously, you're not going to do Yibum on anyone who's an Erva. So the Gemara first wanted to say maybe Nasei is Docha Los Seishesh Bakaris and had several possible sources of where we would learn that from. But then the Gemara finally in yesterday's daf settled on, you know what, Nasei is not Docha Los Seishesh Bakaris. We need to come up with another reason why we need a drasha from a pasuk to teach me not to do Yibum on an Erva, not to do Yibum on one of the 15 women listed in the Mishnah. So on Amud Aleph of yesterday's daf Zayin Amud Aleph, we suggest that the reason that we would have a havamina to be miyabe machos ishto is that eshesach is malamid on kol arayos, that just like you're allowed to do yibum on eshesach, so too you should be allowed to do yibum on all other arayos. Then the Gemara says on amud beis we suggested, well, maybe we should learn it as a mematzinu, just like in eshesach you're miyabim, so too achos isha you should be miyabim. The Gemara said no, you can't compare them because Achos Ishto is Trei Yisurei, it's two Yisurim. Not only is she Yeshasach, she's also Achos Ishto. But the Gemara suggested maybe we have this concept of Hol Vishtari Ishtari. Once we're going to be Matir one of the Isurim, we're Matir both of the Isurim. Once we're Matir the Isur of your brother's wife, because that's the very definition of Yibum, we're Matir Achos Ishto as well. And that would have been the Hava Amina to say that you could do Yibum on Achos Ishto, and that's why we need the Pasuk Aleha to tell me otherwise. So the Gemara said, where do we find this? And today's daf, we're going to have another two approaches as to what the Hava Amina might have been. That's going to be on Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to get into, again, more of the drashos of what Aleha is coming to teach me. Why do I even need Aleha? How do I know that Aleha teaches me not to do Yibum on the Krovim? Maybe Aleha teaches me, yes, to do Yibum on the Krovim. So we'll get to all that in today's daf. But first, the Gemara says, well, where do we find this idea of Hol Vishtarya Ishtarya, that since we're being Matir one Isser, will be Matir another Isser as well? So he said it comes up with a Mitzora Shechal Shmini Shalo on Erev HaPesach, where the eighth day of his Tara process from his Tzaras happens on Erev Pesach, and then he becomes a Balkeri, and he's a Tevul Yom. So Tevul Yom normally is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, but we allow him to enter the Beis HaMikdash in the interest of enabling him to become Tar to bring the Karban Pesach. Because Karban Pesach is Asay Sheyesh Bo Kares. And then we finished off yesterday by saying, V'amar Ula Matam Hol V'Hutu L'Tzarato Huta the Kiruyo, that not only is it about entering the general area, but he has to go into the Azara in order to have the sprinkling of the dam on the Bahonos Yadov Raglov and on his earlobe. So since we allow someone who has Tumas Tzaras to do that, because that's the part of his Tara process, he needs to go in if he has Tumas Tzaras. So we allow a Balkeri, even though he's a Balkeri, we allow him to do that as well. That's why we allow Knisa B'miktsas La'az. He's actually going into the Azara. His earlobes, his thumb, his toe have to go into the Azara because once we allow the person who still has Tumas Tzaras to go in, we ignore the fact that he's also a Balkeri, will be Matir the Balkeri as well. So that's what we want to say. The same thing over here. Once we're going to allow the Isser of Eishas Achim for the sake of Yibum, we should allow the Isser of Achos Ishto as well. Hol v'hutra utra. So answers the Gemara, mi dami, the bottom line of Zayin and Beis, mi dami l'du'ula. How can you compare those two cases? I understand very well if you're going to talk about a case of Yibum where the deceased brother was the one who was married first and then the living brother got married to the other sister. So his relationship with this woman that is now Zakuk Li Yibum to him, his relationship was first one of his brother's wife. And only then did it become achos ishto. So you could say, okay, so since his brother's wife becomes mutter, achos ishto, which is a later relationship, will also become mutter. But what if the relationship happened in the reverse? Elanasa chayva charkach nasa meis. What if the first, the living brother got married, and then the deceased brother got married to the sister, well, while he was alive, obviously got married to the now deceased brother, got married to the sister, Isra achos isha kadim. Then it would turn out that his relationship to this woman originally was his wife's sister. It only then also became his brother's wife. So that you can't say, oh, vishtari, ishtari, the first relationship is one that's not automatically mutter. It's the second relationship that becomes mutter. And not only that, the Gemara says, even if it happened in the right order, v'afilu nasa meis nami, even if the deceased brother was the first to get married also, where the original relationship was one of his brother's wife before it ever became his wife's sister, but tena checha denasa meis umeis v'achar kach nasa chai, dechazle debeni beni. Even then it would only make sense to say, hol v'ishtaria ishtaria, if the deceased brother married this woman first, and then died, and then the living brother married her sister. Because then you could say she actually was muteres to him before she became achos ishto. So you could say that whole vishtari ishtari. But if the deceased brother got married first, and then the living brother got married, and then the deceased brother died, at the time that the woman became achos ishto, she was asura to him, mishum eshes achiv. She wasn't muteres to him, mishum eshes achiv. The whole assumption of whole vishtari ishtaria is that you're starting with a heter, but we can't forget that a brother's wife is an erva. It's an absolute iser. It's only b'makom mitzvah yibum that it becomes something that's mutter, that becomes a mitzvah. So it wouldn't work in that direction either, unless we're dealing with a unique case where the deceased brother marries the woman, and then he dies, and then the living brother marries that woman's sister. So then you could say, hol vishtari ishtari. There would be such a hava amina to say that he could do yibum on his wife's sister, because since the isra of eshes achiv is mutter, the isra of achos ishto will also be mutter. And that's why I would need a pasuk of aleha in that unique case, is the only one I would need a pasuk of aleha to tell me not to do yibum on the wife's sister. Elanasa may. Certainly if the deceased brother gets married first and doesn't die until the living brother marries her sister, that for sure she never became Ra'i. We never say hol vishtari ishtari. After all, if you wanted to compare that to the case of Tzara'as, Mila Modi Ula, She'im Ra'a Keri Belel Shmini, She'in Machnas Yadav Lebahonos, Shalayatza B'sha Shirui Lavi Bakarban, wouldn't Ula agree that if the guy became a Balkeri, not on the eighth day of his Tara process from Tzara'as, but on the night leading into the eighth day of his Tara process from Tzara'as, that he would certainly not be allowed to have to go into the Azara, because you would never say Hol Vishtari in that case. There was never a moment where he was mutter to go in Midin Mitzora before the other Isser was already Ramyale, before the other Isser already came into play, the Isser of Balkeri. It's only in a case where he first became a Balkeri after he had a Sha'a Haru'uya Lahavi Karban, after a moment that he could have brought the Karban on the morning of the eighth day, only then would Ula say Hol Vishtaria Ishtaria. So you can't say the only way to apply Hol Vishtaria Ishtaria by Yibum is in a very limited case where the deceased brother gets married first, and then he dies, and then the living brother marries her sister, and then you say Hol Vishtaria Ishtaria. So says Gemara here, exactly, but that case is enough of a reason to require a pasuk. But that's a good enough reason to require aleha, that the pasuk of aleha is there to teach me not to do yibum on achos ishto. When would I have had a hava amina to do yibum on achos ishto? Granted, only in this unique case I would have had such a hava amina, but you still need such a pasuk to tell me this din for this unique case. Now Rav Chanan Kovitz Ha'aros raises a very interesting suffix. The idea that the Gemara says that if the deceased brother got married first, and then the living brother got married, and then the guy died, then the brother died, she was never considered roi to him, and we don't say hol v'ishtari ishtaria. Rav Chanan is not sure why is it that we don't say hol v'ishtari ishtari unless the heter was chal before the iser, right? Unless the heter of the rishon was chal before the iser of the sheni. Why is it that before the second iser? Why is it that we only say hol v'yishtari yishtari if the heter came first? That's the assumption of the whole gemara over here. So he says there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the svara of hoel only prevents an iser from being chal. But if you have an iser that's already been chal, hol v'shtari shtari does not have the koach to uproot an iser that's already there. So if the deceased brother was married first, and now she's, if the living brother rather was married first, so now his wife's sister is already usser mishum achos ishto, and then the deceased brother marries his wife's sister. So granted, now she has a heter of Eishas Achiv, when the brother dies, she has a heter of Yibum, but the Isser of Achos Ishto was there already, and you can't uproot an existing Isser based on Hol Vishtari Yishtari. But if the Isser doesn't exist yet, the Hol Vishtari Yishtari is strong enough to say that once you have a heter, a new Isser is not going to be chal on this woman, because you already have a heter. That's one possibility. Another possibility, he says, is that if the first Isser was not yet Hutar at the time that the second Isser came in, why would we say Hoel that we're Matir the first one, we're Matir the second one? Adrabu, we should say the opposite. We should say Hoel that there's an Isser, the Heter should also be Asir, meaning it should be Hol the Asiri Asiri. It shouldn't say Hol the Ishtari Ishtari, meaning it should, we instead of saying that since we have a Heter Mitzad Echad, we should have a Heter Mitzad the Isser as well. No, say if you have already an Isser Mitzad Echad, then the relationship that should have been Mutter should remain Asir. That's the Svara. Nafkamina, he says, is one of both Archal at the same time. What if you have a situation where both Yisurim Archal Babas Achas? According to the first reason, so we would say Hol Vishtari Yishtari in order to prevent the second Isser from being Chal, that Hol Vishtari Yishtari is a strong enough Svara to stop an Isser that is not yet Chal from being Chal. But according to the second way of saying it, you can't say Hol Vishtari, because Adraba, there's just as much of a Svara to say that Hoel that we have an Isser, the Hol Vinesar, the Nesar, that it should become Aser. And he suggests that it's actually Machlokas Asugios, which of these approaches to take is actually Machlokas between two Gemaras. There's a Gemara Meseches Krisos and Daf Yudalim and Beis, and there's a Gemara Meseches Yuma and Daf Samuch Vavam Beis. I'm not going to get into the details right now, but he suggests that it's in fact Machlokas Asugios, how to understand these two, the concept of Hol Vishtari Yishtari. Okay, period. Now we move on to the next approach. So again, we're still working on why is it that we need a pasuk of Aleha to tell me that one is not allowed to do Yibum on Achos Ishto or any of the other relatives. Why would I ever have had a Havamina to do Yibum on any other relatives? They're all Aser, they're all Arayos. Of course you can't do Yibum on them. So says Gemara Viva Yisema Asya Behekesha Midrabi Yona. Maybe we would have assumed that it would be Mutter based on a Hekesh. Dam Rabbi Yona Vitem Rafuna Bredo Vishua Amakra. Pasuk says, Ki Kol Asher Ya'aseh Mikola Tuevos Ha'ela V'nichrasu Hukshu Kol Arayos Kulon Le'eshes Ach. That the pasuk itself links all other arayos to the arayos of Eishes Ach, to one's brother's wife. So we might have said as follows: Ma Eishes Ach Sharya, Af Kol Arayos Nami Sharyan. Just like Eishes Ach is mutter b'makom yibum b'makom mitzvah, so to all arayos become mutter b'makom mitzvah. That's why Kosev Rachman Aleha. That's why I need the pasuk Aleha to tell me that no, just because Eishes Ach is mutter b'makom yibum doesn't make all the other arayos. Well, this sounds very similar to the previous answer. The previous approach also said we should compare them to Eishes Ach. Just like Eishes Ach is mutter, so to everything else mutter. Mematzinu. What's the difference between saying a mematzinu versus saying a hekish? Right on Zayin and Beis. That's what we said. Salka day dechamina tesi be mematzinu. We should say we learn it from mematzinu, from Eishes Ach, that if we allow Eishes Ach b'makom yibum, so we allow all the other arayos b'makom yibum. And over here we call it a hekish. So what difference does it make whether it's a mematzinu or a hekish? So Rashi says it makes a big difference. Rashi writes in Dibra Maskel Vibay Seima, V'yavagav dahach achad yisur avach atrei yisuri ein meshivin ala hekish lach yitzrich aleha, that there's a big difference when it comes to a mematzinu. When mematzinu just means that when the Torah says something in one place, so we call it binyanav. When the Torah says something in one place, we naturally apply it everywhere else. Because if the Torah says something in two places, says the chiddush in two places, then we say it's shnei ksuvim abam kecha. The Torah is listing the exceptions to the rule rather than the rule. But whenever the Torah just says something, says a chiddush in one place, we assume that that applies to kala Torah kula, that we can apply it equally everywhere. But if there's some reason not to apply it everywhere, there's some svara to say, wait a second, it makes sense to allow yibum by Esh Hasach, but it doesn't make nearly as much sense to allow yibum by Achos Ishto or by any of the other arayos, then we blow up the Mematzinu. Then you can't learn from Mematzinu. But a hekish is where the Torah specifically goes at it. It's not just we naturally assume that what applies one place applies everywhere. It's where the Torah specifically goes out of its way to link two inyanim. If the Torah is linking two inyanim to each other, ein meshivin ala hekish. Even if misvara, we would think those two things should not be linked. We can't reject it based on the svara because the Torah did link it. The Torah went out of its way to specifically link it. So we can't say, well, if Eishas Ach is only B'makam Yibum, you're only violating one Isser, so we allow Yibum when it's only a violation of Eishas Ach, when it's also Achos Ishto, it's two Isurim. How can you learn from one to the other? That's two Isurim. She's not only Eishas Ach, she's also Achos Ishto. No, but it's a Hekish, so you can. We're able to learn from a Hekish. Armle Ravachim Divti the Ravinas, Ravachim Divti says Ravina Michti. Kala Rayos Iko La Kushinu La Eshazach, Viko Kushinu La Chosisha. The Gemara says, okay, so let's assume we accept this idea that there is a hekish with other Arayos to Eshes Achiv, and that's why I have Aleha to tell me that Achos Ishto, Aleha, remember, is only a pasuk that it says by Achos Ishto, and then we said, well, if it's true that you're not allowed to do Yibam on Achos Ishto, you're also not allowed to do Yibam on the other 14 relatives mentioned in the first Mishnah, the Masechta. But Aleha, it only says by Achos Ishto. So what we actually have over here is that we know that you're allowed to do Yibam by Eshes Achiv, because that's the definition of Yibam, and you're not allowed to do Yibam by Achos Ishto, because that's the pasuk of Aleha. What about the other 14? What about everybody else? All the other arayos. So we l'chora are faced with an option. Either say that the other arayos are just like Eshes Achiv, or say that they're just like Achos Ishto. Why is it so obvious that we compare them to Achos Ishto and we say that it's Asur to do Yibum? Maybe we should go with the Hekish that compares them to Eshes Achiv and say that it's Mutar to do Yibum and all the other Arayos. That's Gemara's question. I'm going to Ravach Midif to Ravina Michti. Kala Arayos, Ika Lakushinu Leishasach, Vika Lakushinu Lachos Isha. All other Arayos, we either could have compared them to, linked them with Eshes Ach or with Achos Isha. My chazis to Akshas Lachos Isha, Akshinu Leishasach. Why do we make the Hekish to Achos Isha? We should have made the Hekish to Eish Hasach and said that all the other Arayos, you're allowed to do Yibaman. The Gemara says two reasons why we don't do that. Iba Yisema L'kula V'chumra L'chumra Makshinan. One possibility is that whenever you have the option of making a Hekish L'kula or making a Hekish L'chumra, we always make the Hekish L'chumra, and therefore we'd rather say that you're not allowed to do Yibam on all these other relatives, that's the chumra, rather than to say that we are allowed to do yibum on them, which would be the kula in the mitzvah. And he says, wait a second, why is that a kula? Adrabah, the fact that she requires yibum is a chumra, because she's asur. Meaning, by saying that you're allowed to do yibum means not just that you're allowed to do yibum, means you have to do yibum, and having to do yibum means that she's asur to the rest of the world. That she's also she can't marry anybody else until you have Yibum. By saying that she's not allowed to do Yibum, that's not a Chumrah, that's a giant Kula for her. By saying you're not allowed to do Yibum, that means she can marry whoever she wants. She doesn't have to worry about being an Aguna until Chalitza or Yibum happens. She could marry whoever she wants. So is this really a Chumrah? That's the Kash of the Mitzvah in the back of the Gemara asks. And he suggests two answers. He says, first of all, Lo Kashamidi, Demut of Lahakal B'Isr Zed, Deinu El Belav, Milahakal Bisu Yibum Erva Tahavi Bakares. That an erva, the Isra Arayos, the Isra Erva is an Isra Kares. Yavam L'shuk is only an Isra Lav. So of the two kula of the two chumras, it's a bigger chumra to say this way than to only be makel on to be makel on the Yisra Lav than it is to be makel on the Yisra Kares. And he says, va'ud yesh lama dazlin basar hashta v'lo basar chumra hanimshach mizel l'davar acher. He says, also, we look at the right now situation. This guy wants to marry this girl. Can he or can't he? So to say that he can't is a chumra. To say that he can is a kula. Enochinami, the repercussions of that are going to be vast and are going to be in the other direction. If you say that he can't marry her because you're not allowed to do yibum, so that means it's a great kula overall. The repercussions of that are a great kula. But right now, that's a chumra for him in the here and now. So that's why the Gemara assumes that that's l'chumra makshinan. That's why we link the other arayos to achos ishto and not to ishasach. Ibayasema, or another possible reason why we dafka go with the hekish ta'achos ishto and not with the hekish ta'ishasach, hacha trei isuri, v'hacha trei isuri, utrei mitrei yalfinan, aval hacha chada isura, utrei michada lo yalfinan. That when you're dealing with any of the other arayos, who happens to be married to your brother, and then the brother dies, so sleeping with her, doing yibam on her, would involve both Eishas Achiv and whatever other arayos she happens to be, your daughter, your mother-in-law, whatever other arayos she happens to be to you, it would involve both Isurim. That's very much like a Chos Ishto. When you have a Yibum situation, the Chos Ishto, she's both Eishas Achiv and she's a Chos Ishto. But in a regular Yibum situation where it's just Eishas Achiv, that's not anything like having the arayos. That's entirely different. So that's why we go with the Hekish to a Chos Ishto and not to Eishas Achiv. Good, so that is the third approach that we had as to why it is that we need Aleha. Now the Gemara suggests a fourth and final approach. Why do I need Aleha to tell me that you're not allowed to do Yibum with Achos Ishto? Isn't it obvious that you can't do Yibum with Achos Ishto? Rava Amar, Rava gives the strongest answer. He says, yes, it is obvious. Big fat Enoch Inami. You're right. Of course you're not allowed to do Yibum with Achos Ishto or with any of the Arayos, with any of the 15 Ervas that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Of course you're not allowed to do Yibum with them. The fact that we have the Pasuk of Aleha is not there to teach me that you're not allowed to do Yibum with Achos Ishto. The fact that we have the Pasuk of Aleha is teaching me something else. So Rava Amar, Erva Gufa Lo Tzricha Kra. To tell me that the Erva itself, that you're not allowed to do Yibum with the Erva herself, that you don't need a Pasuk, that's obvious. The Ein Aseh Docha Lo Seh Sheish Bakares, because the rule is that an Aseh is not Docha Lo Seh Sheish Bakares, so of course she's an Issur Kares. You can't do Yibum with her, I don't care what mitzvah you have, you can't do Yibum with an Issur Kares. That you don't need a Pasuk for. Ki Yitzra Chra L'meisar Tzara. No, you know what the Pasuk of Aleha is there for? It's to tell me that not only don't you do Yibum on Achos Ishto, who is married to your brother, you don't even do Yibum on the Tzaros, on the other wives that were married to your brother, because it was a Tzaras Erva. That's what Aleha comes to teach me about, the Tzaras Erva. But the fact that the Erva herself you don't do Yibum on, you don't need a Pasuk. That's obvious, you don't do Yibum on the Erva herself. Tosfos of Yer writes in explaining Shitas Rava that even if the deceased brother got married first and then he died and then the living brother got married, we wouldn't say that we're mat to the Erva because whole of Ishtari Ishtari, right? Meaning the assumption of Rava is that the approach that we said earlier, that we need Aleha to tell me that you're allowed to do Yibum, that you're not allowed to do Yibum on Achos Ishto, even in a situation of Hol Vishtari Ishtari, is this Rav is rejecting that. Rav is saying, no, there is no situation of Hol Vishtari Ishtari. There's never a Havamina of Hol Vishtari Ishtari. So Tosfos says, well, why not? What happened to Hol Vishtari Ishtari? Why don't I need Aleha to tell me that you don't do Yibam on Achos Ishto in the case where the deceased brother got married first and then died and then the living brother married her sister? So Tos gives two reasons. First of all, he says that Rav is cholik on the whole Svara of Ula. He doesn't hold of the whole concept of Hoil. He'll say the fact that a Mitzvara who became a Balkari is allowed to put his earlobes and his thumb and his toe into the Zara is not because of Hoil, it's just because Bia B'mixos is Lav Shema Bia, that partial entrance into an area is not called entering that area, that just your thumb and your toe and your earlobe in the Azara is not called being in the Azara. That's the way Rava will learn it. It has nothing to do with Hol Vishtari Ishtari. He rejects the entire concept of Hol Vishtari Ishtari. Or the second possibility, he says, is that maybe he holds that we don't say Hol Vishtari Vishtari unless it's both Yisurim are of the same shame. It's shame Echad. Tumas Saras and Tumas Keri are both the same pasuk, El Mikdash Lo Tavo, that when a person is Tameh, you're not allowed to go in the Beis HaMikdash. But over here, it's Shnei Shemos, Eshes Ach and Achos Isha are two separate psukim, they're two separate Isurim, they're two separate Arayos. So you wouldn't say Hol Vishtari Ishtari when you have two Shemos of Isur. Those are the two possibilities that Tosel suggests. So says the Gemara, wait a second, Rava wants to tell me that the fact that you don't do Yibum on an Erva is not from the Pasuk of Aleha, that it's obvious, we don't even need the Pasuk of Aleha to teach me that. The Erva lo tzricha kra, is that really true, that the Erva herself, there's no Pasuk necessary to tell me not to do Yibum on her? Vatanya ein li elahi, tzarasa minayin, but doesn't the Braisa say, I only know that the Erva is aser from the word Aleha, how do I know tzarasa is also aser? So you see, it says beferish, that the word Aleha is there to teach me that the Erva herself is aser, you need the Pasuk. And it says Gemara, no, Mishum Tzarasa. It's just building up. The Brice is writing it that way, but it doesn't really mean it. Meaning, the word Aleha is really only needed for the Tzara, and even the Brice's answer to how we learn Tzara, it relies on the Aleha. So that's all the Aleha is really needed for. Ivak Tani, but the Brice went even further and said, Ein li Alehein Tzarosehen Minayin. It said, I only know about the other Arayos. How do I know the Tzaros of the other Arayos? So it sounds like the other Arayos also, we needed the Pasuk. And it's again, no, Mishum Tzarosehen. The Aleha in the Pasuk is only about Tzarosehen. It's not really about the Erva herself. Tashma, Rebbe Yomer, Pasuk doesn't say V'lakach, it says Ulukacha. It doesn't say V'yavam, it says V'yibma. Le'esar es Tzaros ve'arayos. We have two words in the Pasuk, one to Aser Tzaros, and one to Aser Arayos. Sounds like you do need a Pasuk to Aser Arayos. Says Gemara, Eim Aser Tzaros Shel Arayos. No, the Braisa doesn't mean to say to Aser Tzaros and Arayos as two distinct groups. It means the Tzaros of Arayos. The fact that Arayos are Aser the Yibaman, that's obvious. The Tzaros of Arayos, that's the Chiddush. Vatrei Kroi Kanasav Lei, My Lav Chad Le'Erva V'Chad Le'Tzaro. But it's quoting two Psukim. So aren't the two Psukim one to teach me that the Arayos themselves are Aser and one to tell me that the Tzaros Rasser says more love. Edved litzara. Both of them are about the tzara of the arayos. Chad lemeisar tzara b'makom mitzvah, v'chad lemishri tzara shalom b'makom mitzvah. One's coming to tell me that a tzaras erva you're not allowed to do yibum on, when meaning b'makom mitzvah when there's a yibum situation you can't do yibum on her, and the other's telling me that a tzaras erva in general you're allowed to marry. Meaning if they weren't married to your brother, let's say your daughter was married to some other guy, and that some other guy had other wives, and then that some other guy died, so you're allowed to marry those other wives, that it's a heter of tzaras erva shalom b'makom mitzvah, where there's no yibum situation, that you're stam, that this is not a woman who's asked to marry. My taima v'yavam v'yibma b'makom yibum udasira tzara shalom b'makom yibum sharya tzara, that we learn that it's only b'makom yibum that tzaras erva is going to be a problem, but when it's not a yibum situation, none of these women were married to your brother, then there's no problem of tzaras erva. Amravashi Masnisa Namideka, and it's Maduik this way in the Mishnah that the Erva themselves don't need a pasuk to Katani, because it says Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potros Tzaroseyan. It says that 15 women will exempt their tzaros. Vilupturos upotros lo katani. It doesn't say that they themselves are pater, because that's obvious, so it doesn't have to teach me that. Shema mina, therefore you see that the whole chiddush is in the tzaros. There's no chiddush in the erva themselves. The erva themselves is obvious. You're not going to do yibum on someone who's an erva. Why is it that it's so obvious that you don't do yibum on an erva? Because de'in asei dochalos asei sheish bakares. It's obvious because we're assuming that an asei is not dochalos asei sheish bakares, meaning all of those attempts we had to try to prove that an asei is dochalos asei sheish bakares, they all failed. And I say it's not dochalos sheish bakares. Well, tsarinami lo tibayikra. Mishum de'in asei dochalos sheish bakares. Well, then the tsara should have the same thing. Tsara, we learn from a pasuk also that she's aser, but we shouldn't need a pasuk because she's also nasei sheish bakares. Because the pasuk says litzrar, sounds like that you're not allowed to marry achos isha nor her tsara, and it says kares in the context of all of them. Amle Rav Acha bar Bibi Mar Amrle Rav Acha bar Bibi Mar LeRavina Hachika Amar Mishmei DeRava Tzara Nami Lo Itzrichra Enochinami. You're right. Even the Tzara doesn't need a pasuk to tell me not to do Yibum. He is a chra leMishri Tzara Shalom b'Makom Mitzvah. The only thing we need the pasuk for is to tell me that you are allowed to marry a Tzara when it's Shalom b'Makom Mitzvah, when your wife's sister and some other woman were married to a random guy, not to your brother, that you're allowed to marry that some other woman, and when she gets divorced or that husband dies. That's what the pasuk is there for. My time, Amar Kra Aleha, B'makom Aleha Huda Asira, Shalom B'makom Aleha Sharia. When do we say it's Sarah's Asir? Only when it's a situation of Aleha, when there's Achos Ishto B'makom Yibum, but when it's not B'makom Yibum, when it's not B'makom Mitzvah, then she's going to be Mutter. Now, the Gemara does seem to very clearly conclude, though, with all of the, over all the last few Dapim, that even though we say Asay is Dochalos Asay, and we were able to prove that, Asay is not Dochalos Sheyesh Bakares. Asay is Dochalos Asay because Gedilim Ta'asalcha, we learn that Tzitzis is Docha Shatness, but anything that's not a run-of-the-mill losase like shatness, it's more severe of a losase. A mitzvah sase is not going to be docha. So the Shagas Aryeh writes in the Tshuva in Simen Sadivav that it's not only losase sheyesh bakares that a mitzvah sase won't be docha. Also losase sheyesh b'misa bidei shamayin. Anything that's more than just than shatness, anything that's a more severe losase than shatness, is not going to be pushed away in favor of a mitzvah sase. And he says, based on that, we understand the Mishnah Psachim. Mishnah Psachim, the Menahem Bey says, a person cannot be yotzei his chiyuv of matzah with tevel or ma'aser rishon shalom l'tetrumaso or ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh shalo niftu. You can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. The Rad over there says the reason is because it's mitzvah baba avera. Says Shagas Aryeh, mitzvah baba avera. Why not asay dochalos asay? You have a mitzvah say of matzah, let it be docha. The los asay of tevel, the los asay of ma'aser sheni shlo niftu, let it be docha the los asay. Shagzari says, no, it can't be docha such los asays because those are isuri misa b'dei shamayim. And a los asay, the sheish from misa b'dei shamayim is not going to be nidcha mipnei ha'asay. And therefore becomes a mitzvah above avera because the asay is not going to be docha the los asay. That's the definition, that's a big kasha, the achronim asks. When do we say asay docha los asay? When do we say mitzvah baba avera? They sound like conflicting ideas. That if say is dochalosei, you should never have a mitzvah baba avera. And the answer essentially is we say mitzvah baba avera whenever we can't say asay dochalos asay. Meaning, so one case where we can't say asay dochalosei is if the los asay is too big to be pushed off by the asay. It's like a misa b'dei shemayim or kares. Or asay is only dochalos asay when it's be'idna, when at the same time that you're violating los asay, you're already getting the mitzvah. You're already doing the mitzvah asay. But if it's not be'idna, if you have to first violate the lav, only then to do the essay, we don't say essay dochalos essay. And that's what we would call mitzvah baba avera. That's why if you steal a lulav, first you steal it, and then you go and you use it for the mitzvah, that's a problem, because it's not be'idna, it's not coming simultaneously. So that's where we would say that it would be a mitzvah baba avera. Now the idea that essay is not dochalos sheish bakares, although most Rishonim learn our Gemara, to assume that an asay is not dochalos sheish bakares, there are some rishonim. There is a minority of rishonim that assume that an asay even would be dochalos sheish bakares. Rashi on the sugya that we said about hechsher mitzvah, where hechsher mitzvah didn't really mean hechsher mitzvah on davav, where Rashi understood that only yibum we say an asay is not dochalos asay because it's efshar bechalitza, because there's another way out. But by other cases where there's no other way out, there's no other way to do it, then we would say, asay is docha alos asay, even sheyesh bakares. That's how Rashi seems to conclude. So the Yerushalmi says, someone who carries a lulav to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos doesn't have to bring a korban, because asay is docha alos asay. The mitzvah say of lulav is docha the los asay of carrying on Shabbos. So the Ar Sameach points out that the Yerushalmi must hold that whatever happened to asay not being docha los asay sheish bakares. So if you say like Rashi, it's not a problem. The Yerushalmi would hold like Rashi that an asay is docha even a los asay sheish bakares. But the Ar Sameach points out that you could even fit it in with the way the Rov Rishonim understand over here, that maybe what the Yerushalmi is only saying is about the kares itself, but maybe the idea of an asay not being dochalos sheish bakaris is about the kares. But in terms of a patur from a karban, the Yerushalmi would hold that the asay would be able to be docha enough to create a patur from the karban. Okay, Amalei Rambar Chamal Rava. Vayter in the Gemara, 3 lines in on Chesam Beis. Amalei Rambar Chamal Rava. Ema erva gufei. Why don't we say that from this pasuk we should learn that even the erva herself is mutar shalom makom mitzvah? I mean, what do we say we learn from aleha that the tsaras erva, even though normally she's nisr kares, but when it's shalom makom mitzvah, the tsaras erva becomes mutar? Well, maybe the erva herself also. Maybe achol sishto, your wife's sister, when it's b'makom mitzvah, when it's makom yibum, she's nisr kares. But shalom makom yibum, you could stop marry your wife's sister. That's not a problem. It's wild to suggest that, but maybe that's what the pasuk is actually teaching me. So it says more b'lav kal v'chomeru b'makom mitzvah asira shalom b'makom mitzvah shari. He says, take a step back and think about that for a second. Does that make any sense? That when it's b'makom mitzvah, then you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. But when there's no mitzvah and stop, you just feel like marrying your wife's sister, that's going to be mutter? That's ridiculous. He says it's no more ridiculous than what we're saying about the tzara. I'm late tzara tochiach to b'makom mitzvah asira v'shalom b'makom mitzvah sharia. The tzara's erva b'makom mitzvah, where you have a mitzvah of yibum, you should have had a mitzvah of yibum, we say, no, sorry, you can't marry the tzara. But shalom b'makom mitzvah, all of a sudden, the tzara's erva is totally fine. So I'm late alecha amakra b'chayeha. No, we learn from the pasuk b'chayeha that a chos isha is always aser whenever your wife is alive, even if it's shalom b'makom mitzvah. So it's from that pasuk that we learn that the erva herself is going to be aser even shalom b'makom mitzvah. Hay b'chayeha mi ba'yilei l'mutil acharmisa. No, but didn't we use b'chayeha just to teach us that once the wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister? So ha'umi v'isha l'chosa nafka. Now that we learn from v'isha l'chosa. No, from Visha Lachosa, I would think that if a man divorces his wife, he's then allowed to marry your sister. Isn't Bechaya needed for that case to tell me that if she's divorced, you're still, if you divorce your wife, you're still not allowed to marry your sister? Ella Amar Avuna Bar Tachlifa Meshmed Rava Trei Kray Ksivi. There are two psukim. Ksiv Isha Lachosa Lo Tikach Litzrar. It says that Isha Lachosa Lo Tikach Litzrar. It sounds like there's both women are included in the Yisr. Uksiv Legalos Arvasa Dechada Mashma. Sounds like it's only one woman included in the Yisr. Haketzad B'makom Mitzvah Shtei Hanasuros. When it's B'makom Mitzvah, when your brother was married to your wife's sister and someone else, and then the brother dies, both of the women are asur. Shaloba makom mitzvah, he asura v'tzarasa muteras. But if it wasn't your brother, it was someone else was married to your wife's sister and someone else and a random woman, so your wife's sister is always going to be asur, but that random woman is going to be mutter. That tzara is going to be mutter. There's no iser of tzara serva, shalom b'makom mitzvah. So essentially the Gemara wanted to know, how do we know that the iser of achos ishto applies shalom b'makom mitzvah? How do we know that there's an iser shalom b'makom mitzvah of the erva? So we have three possible suggestions. We rejected the first two. The first one is kal v'chomer from makom mitzvah. Second one was from b'chayeha. And then the third approach was because there are two psukim. One pasuk that implies that there are two iserim, and one implies that there's only one iser. So he said, yeah, when it's b'makom mitzvah, both the erva and the tzara are aser. When it's shalom b'makom mitzvah, only the erva is aser, the tzara is mutter. So frankly, why don't we say it in the exact opposite direction, though? B'makom mitzvah, hi asur v'tzarasu muteres, shalom b'makom mitzvah, shtein asuros. Maybe b'makom mitzvah, she's aser and the tzara is mutter, shalom b'makom mitzvah, both of them should be aser. So, meaning maybe in a chanami, the tzara's erva, in a situation of yibum, you should be allowed to marry the tzara's erva. But in a non-situation of you shouldn't be allowed to marry the tzara or the tzara. You shouldn't be allowed to marry the erva or the tzara serva. Im kein lo yomar aleha, then the pasuk wouldn't say aleha. Aleha comes to teach me that we shouldn't have said aleha. We'd already know that both are asur shalom makom mitzvah. That's what aleha comes to teach me. Amli ravash rav kahana mi mai dahai aleha li isura dilma le'atera. But how do we know that this aleha? Now we're questioning the whole premise of everything we said over the last five dapim. I mean, we've been assuming that the word aleha comes to tell me that you're not allowed to do yibum on an erva, on someone who is achos ishto or someone like that. How do I know aleha teaches me not to do yibum? Maybe aleha is telling me that you are allowed to do yibum on tzaras erva. How do I know that the word aleha is an iser? V'achikam rachman. Maybe this is what the pasuk is telling me. Isha lachosa lo tikach litzrar, lohi velo tzarasa, shalob b'makom aleha. That when it's shalob b'makom mitzvah, stam, some other guy was married to achos ishto and another woman, so then both of them are going to be aser. But aval b'makom aleha, shtein mutaros. But Makom Mitzvah, not only is the tzaras erva mutar, the erva herself is mutar also. Maybe that's what Allah is coming to teach me. Says Gemara, im kein legalus erva dechade hechim shkachsa. Im Makom Mitzvah shtein mutaros, yishlov Makom Mitzvah shtein asuros. No, because we had a drasha from the pasuk that there has to be a situation where one of them is asur and one of them is mutar. The way we're suggesting to make the drasha now is that when it's shalom b'makom mitzvah, everybody's asur. The erva's asur, the tzara's asur, and when it's b'makom mitzvah, everybody's mutar. The erva, the tzara, that can't be. It has to be that there's a situation where one is asur, one is mutar, and there's a situation where they're both the same. So that's why our conclusion is, Allah teaches us, b'makom mitzvah, they're both the same, meaning they're both asur, shalom b'makom mitzvah, your erva's asur, but your tzara's erva is going to be mutar. Gufa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe had said, v'lakach ulakcha v'yavam v'yibima, lesser tzaros v'arayos, ta'asur tzaros and arayos. Midi tzaros k'siva hacha, but wait a second, it doesn't say anything about tzaros in that pasuk. V'o tzaros mi litzrar nafka, and aside from that, tzaros we learn from litzrar. As Gemara, litzrar mapik le Rebbe l'chad Rabbi Shimon. Litzrar Rebbe uses to teach us what Rabbi Shimon darshins. Rabbi Shimon darshins, Gemara doesn't spell it out, but it's a Gemara later on Chav Chesem Beis, where the Gemara talks about three brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters, or two of them are married, let's say, to a woman and her daughter, and then the two brothers that were married to the relatives die. So let's say Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuben and Shimon both die. Now here's Levi, and he's got two sisters that are both nofelas liyibum to him. So since they're both zakuk to yibum from the kiddushin of his two brothers, and zika is considered like a partial kiddushin, so if he'd be miyabim one of them, it would be a problem because he'd be miyabim someone who's achosu kukaso, who's a sister of someone else who's zakuk to him for yibum, and a zakuka is like a wife. So the chacham hold he's got to do chalitza, he can't do yibum. But Rabbi Shimon says they don't even need to do chalitza, and he learns it from litzrar that when they become tsaros to each other, like over here where the two sisters are going to become tsaros to each other with the zika, then there's no likuchin whatsoever. You don't have to do anything. There's no responsibility toward any of them. There's no zika whatsoever. So that's what he learns. Litzrar he uses for Rabbi Shimon's drasha. Tzara hacha ksiv, but tzara it says over here. So it says Mar hachi kamar im kein lemakra v'lakach my v'lakcha kalhecha dicha trei likuchin di bayi nasif hai sharia v'ilo travayu asirin. That whenever there's a shnei likuchin where you have the option of marrying one or marrying the other, then it's going to be mutter. But otherwise, they're both going to be asir. V'yibma b'makom yibum huda asirat tzara shalab b'makom yibum sharia tzara. Yibma teaches us that b'makom yibum the tzara is aser shalom b'makom yibum the tzara is mutter. V'rabbanan hay v'lakha may avdilei. What do the rabbanan do with v'lakha? Mi bayiluluch Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. They use it for Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Teaches us. Dam Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, and this is a major drasha. Two major drashas. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina teaches us the following critical drashas. Davar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina tells us ulekacha. When it says ulekacha lo liisha, it's melame. That teaches us that after you're miyabim her, she becomes your wife fully. Shemegar shebeget umachzira. To the extent that if you divorce her after that, she doesn't go back to being Esha Sachiv, where you now she's now an erva and you're not allowed to marry her. If a man divorces her, the woman he did yibum on, he's allowed to remarry her as long as she didn't get married to someone else in between. She becomes like a regular wife and plays by all the rules of a regular wife. And v'yibma, when it tells us from the word yibma teaches al karcha, that even if the yibum is done al karcha against the woman's will, it still makes her ishta l'chal davar. It still makes her into his wife. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to have to discuss both of those drashas. Both are very critical drashas, that she becomes a wife l'chal davar, and that it happens even al karcha, even against her will.